Living in the Dead. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
Stay tuned for news from the Boo coming up next. This program is made possible by KBOO members and support from the Oregon Symphony, presenting a special concert, Angelique Kidjo with the Oregon Symphony, on Tuesday, September 26th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Information and tickets for this event with Angelique Kidjo is available now at orsymphony.org.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
I'ma change my behavior, but it will take all of us. And the question is, for those that make the most money and do the most damage, how do we hold them accountable?
7 million, that's a lot of us. Critical mass of consciousness. Some wanna ask if God exists, and I can't really say that I'm positive, but I am confident that apocalypse is a consequence of thoughtlessness. Without clean water and oxygen, then the populace will not persist. Sky, the land, and Mother Nature, it's all we have, and it all is sacred. Time is now, no way to waste it. Once it's gone, then we can't replace it. What if this world is all we get? All the signs say stop, but we're not convinced. What's the hypothesis? If we continue the opposite, I'm like a mechanic on a diagnostic. Eyes open, trying to see the options. Increase the peace, proceed with caution. Take risk, shape shit, decrease the toxins. On a mission to do less damage. Limit emissions and eat organic. Refuse to panic while I'm on the planet. I'ma make a difference before we vanish.
Deserve it. Look for direction, search for purpose. Figure out how to make it worth it. Go hard for the youth who will receive it. Think about the future that will leave them. Can't escape or can't fly to space. Can't even sleep, so I'm wide awake. Reflect on the choices and why I make them. Mostly self-preservation. The meat we eat destroys the land. How they slaughter the beasts is torture, man. If I still eat that despite the fact, think about the personal side effects. Rolling through the hood and I'm stuck in traffic. Thinking about our destructive habits. Kid on the corner just drops a rapper. You can blame him, but where's the factory? Plastic raft the size of Alaska. Floating in the ocean, massive disaster. Tragic, gotta do something drastic. Can't wait for the government or magic. Human race, we can't adapt, but where's the change? Is there a plan for that?
Strategize and harmonize. Be compatible with what's natural. Can we turn it around and wanna burn it down? Get an old growth for a herd of cows. I heard about that in 82. Learn about what acid rain can do. When that's not sustainable, it's not debatable. Same capacity, not available. Self-annihilation is not explainable. That's a violation of what I came to do. Share light, spread life, I'm prepared to fight.
it right. They dropping bombs when we can talk it out. Take a look around, see what I'm talking about. Conservation is a conversation, but not at the expense of the population. No justice or equality with destruction of the ecology. Can't put my trust in policy when most of the economy is based on waste and exploitation. So the changes with the choice I'm making. Harmony between human beings, respect for nature and all living things. Drinking water straight from the stream. Imagine something so pristine.
Here we are now.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to News from the Boo. I am Mike Crenshaw. This is a weekly news segment brought to you by the station co-managers. Either myself or Delphine Crescenzo. Happens every Wednesday from 5:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. So you might be familiar with it. What we're talking about today is hip-hop for social change, because I'm a cultural activist as well as the station co-manager for KBOO, and in my responsibility to hold down News from the Boo on a weekly basis, I want to bring you some hip-hop for social change. You just heard an excerpt of a years-old spoken word piece I did that I adapted to music for a song that I used to perform with Hungry Mob, an older live hip-hop band that was around from about 1994 into the early 2000s in Portland. And that was one of the songs we did. And then later I released it under my solo project, Mike Crenshaw, called Grounded. But the thing is, you guys, it's not just about being a rapper as much as it's about using creativity, using spoken word, using lyricism to engage critical thinking around the epoch, around the time that we live in, around this historical moment, and understand that the moment in which we're engaged in this process of living between birth and death is part of a larger process that's been going on before we were born, that we inherited with our birth and our development and our evolution between the times we're born and the time we die. And if we're lucky enough, we reach some type of maturity and awareness in that time that is beyond just accepting what our surroundings and our environment offers us. We know that our surroundings and our environment are affected by typhoon, tsunami, earthquake, tornado, flash flood, famine, droughts, and volcanoes, you know? And we're talking about fires, you know, that are burning across the United States, the Western United States to be specific, locally. You know, we've got fires that have been burning for weeks. The Eagle Creek fire, other fires in Central Eastern Oregon. People are projecting some of these fires will not be put out until sometime in October, maybe even late October. So it's good that the rain has come, but we see the evidence of the climate change, the climate chaos, global warming, whatever you want to call it, that is a direct result of the human impact on the environment and the ecology that we see show up in day-to-day ways in our lives. You know, we see it happening in Houston. We see it happening throughout the Caribbean. And in the southern United States with extreme weather patterns. People often talk about the economic consequences, the economic fallout, the economic damage, the obstruction, the disruption that these weather patterns cause. But we also have to think about the human relationship to suffering and loss that's experienced, that's bigger than a dollar amount. Now, something that I wrote earlier today talked about how I don't really recall a time where I wasn't concerned or worried about the effect that white supremacist, imperialist patriarchy combined with capitalism, late stage capitalism, militarism, There hasn't been a time in my consciousness that I can recall not being worried about the effect that that has on all species. You know, periodically I would engage crowds as a cultural activist and speak at demonstrations or at universities or at assemblies and schools. And I would say, I would start off my speech by saying, you know, there's only one Earth. And I would say there's only one race, and people would say, the human race. No, there's more than the human race. The human race shares the earth with many species, you understand? And we all rely on each other to survive. There's a delicate balance that no one of us can fully comprehend, because this delicate balance is interconnected in ways that are beyond what the conscious mind can fully perceive in any given moment. But we understand that this web of life is something that we're all interdependent on, and that human beings have been dominant in the sense that the footprint that we leave on the planet and on the ecosystems that we rely upon to survive is disproportionate. That the damage we do to the potential for all species to continue to survive on this planet is something that is actually destructive to life. And at some point, we have to stand up and we have to be accountable for that. And the question we're facing now as a species and as a planet, as one of the races that lives on the planet, as a human race, is we're facing the question of whether or not we can sustain our own lives in a few generations, 100 years, 150, 200 years. You know, the solution could lie in technology, but if the people that are driving the development of the technology and who control the access to and the distribution of the technology are still relying on profit incentive and profit motive to dictate how the technology is used and how available it is, then we're probably not going to resolve the issues. And this mass extinction that we're currently in, that's currently underway, where unprecedented amounts of species are leaving the planet in an almost daily fashion, is going to catch up to the human race in a way that we're actually not going to be prepared for. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is, in this time, if we can entertain the worst case scenarios, what is the best case scenario? And how do we go about mobilizing for the best case scenario and organizing for the best case scenario to actually manifest? So while a lot of people are using hip hop as entertainment and to talk about numbing themselves because it's too painful to look at the realities, it's too challenging to look at the realities, while a lot of people are making those choices, those of us engaged in hip hop for social change, those of us involved in organizations like Hip Hop Congress, local people, people like Talilo Marfil or Serge Severe or Quincy Davis or myself, or Black Butterfly, or Rhodesi. These artists are making music, are making lyrics that are talking about engaging actively, critically, intellectually, and with your body in ways that are real, where we're not in denial, we're not trying to escape. We're going to enjoy life because we can't always be engaged in a way where there is no joy because we're constantly fighting. That trauma will burn you out. But while we enjoy life and while we kick it and while we have fun, because that's what people need to do, and we always do that because we're a resilient people, while we do that, we're also going to be mindful of the ways in which we not only sustain our survival, but the survival of the people who love us and that we love and the people in our community. And we're going to make sure that the resources that we need access to, we're able to create resource accessibility in just and sustainable ways that don't do damage to the community and to the planet. You see, once human beings are gone, the planet will bounce back, as it has many times. But the question as to whether we can bounce back, we don't know. So how about we look at this time in which we live as a crucial, critical, and important time, and we look to equalize some of the damage that's being caused by a small percentage of people on the face of the earth. I want KBOO to be a resource for that. So even though the job of station co-manager is not an easy job, it's a job that I accept because I accept responsibility in using the platform and the airways as a means, as a way to do something. Because here I have access to people that I don't have access to when I'm not here. You can have access to this resource as well. So I encourage you to come down to KBOO, go through the volunteer orientation if you have the time, if you have the means to do so. You can go online to kboo.fm. And once you've gone through the volunteer orientation, you can have access to training that will enable you to develop the skills to create radio. And if you don't want to be on the mic, if you don't want to be on the air, there are many other roles that you can play that support KBOO staying on the air. This is our fall membership drive, so you can call us and you can donate. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right on the corner of 8th and Burnside. If you see me in the community, say what's up. Know that I'm up to something that's bigger than me, but as an individual, I'm using my skills deliberately. My name carries weight like fame carries hate. I've been training every day and my aim's very straight. The object that I target seems immensely vast, but it's really 1% of our sum total mass. Swing bats and kneecaps, this thing has to crash, completely collapse to free us from class. The state demonstrates that its fate is to clash with us who construct what shall come to pass. I'm going to leave you with a song called Earthbound. I've been enjoying talking to you today on News from the Boo, and I hope you continue to support KBOO in doing what we do. Give us a shout at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Peace.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. What's Life Without Laughter is coming up next, right after a couple messages.